All right.
All right, Josh, we're doing another civic duty. But I'm starting from PAC. 7:49. Supposed to be home by 8. For Lisa. That was a good one. It was short. Short because I had to leave early for Lisa's meeting, but that was a good session. I went hard today. I liked it. Felt good. Executed well. Felt good. Not getting an opportunity. Alright, here it is. Here's my opportunity. Why don't I? Ah. Okay, come on. Alright, sorry about all the huffing and puffing. Civic duty, how's it going, Josh? How's it going? Alright, I'll get some music for you once I get settled. Quality over quantity one there today. Although, I could have stayed for more quantity at the same quality. But, beggars can't be choosers. Away she goes. Come on, hurry. I need to get by. I could have cut in front of that guy, but I decided not to. Oh well, it's okay. Okay, cruise control at 40, because that's the speed limit on this road. Turned off early to avoid a red light. Hey Siri, text Lisa.
What do you want to say?
On way, period. Sorry.
Done.
Gotta get this light. it's red. Okay, well, hopefully. Oh, it's going to turn for me soon. Boom. Bing, bang, bop. Oh, yeah, I was going to have a banana. Thinking out loud, I'm narrating. I've been told that I'm a narrator. I just say my thoughts out loud all the time. Songs this time because this episode is going to be pretty short. I'm not going to get to play for very long, which means you won't get. I'm just going to continue on with the NoFX discography. That sweet sound of connecting iPod. Do it. Just do it. Come on, do it already. Do it now. There we are. There's that sound I'm looking for. Why aren't you responding there, Civic? Come on. There we go. All right. Play a song that my cousin Scott loves. It's called Stoke Extinguisher. It's a fucking jam. I don't listen to it very often because it was like, it wasn't on like any records. It was just on like an EP or maybe even just a 7-inch. So I'm gonna play it. stoke extinguisher by NoFX. Instead of biking, like, it's so much better than biking now. Like, at work, if, like, I'd rather, well, it depends. If I'm, like, I love driving my mower. I love driving my mower. I love driving tractors. And, like, I love driving, operate, like, but when we're driving, like, doing work where we're driving, like, I guess I'd prefer to be a passenger and not have to drive the truck when we're driving around together. But, like, yeah, man, I love driving, especially compared to biking. Oh, it's so great. Especially stick. Just love driving stick. All right, what are we going to listen to now? We need a short one. We should. Ah. I need to give Benny Got Blowed Up enough time. Enough. It is a great song. It just, it fucking creeps me out. It just, it's scary. It's like, I don't want to, you know, be the cause of a horrible thing. Let's listen to, what do we listen to? There's no really short songs. Yeah, it's a good short song I can play. Just a fucking, oh, you know what, here's what we'll do. Do I have any Bad Religion on this iPod right now? They got all kinds of short songs, but I don't have any Bad Religion. They're like one of the best bands ever, and I don't have any of their music on my iPod right now, because I don't have my, well, I guess Trevor gave it to me. It is my iPod, but it's not my iPod. Like, my iPod is, you know, the iPod Classic with 80 gigabytes worth of storage. Oh, well, I guess we're just gonna put the radio on. What do we got on CFCR? Ozzy Osbourne, man, not a fan. Not sorry to say either. Let's see what's on AM radio. Let's see what our conservative talk radio thinks about things.
It's a hopeful scene on the strike picket lines in Hollywood, the first day back since a tentative deal was announced for the Writers Guild of America. Mixed in among the picketing actors were dozens of writers in blue WGA shirts, including Johnny Gomez.
Oh, the WGA strike captain, yeah. Isn't it nice to say you were a strike captain? It feels really nice. It feels really nice to say that.
He's happy there's a tentative deal, but isn't sure yet what's in it.
We're just excited and waiting to see the deal point.
All right. Writer strike's over, by the way. Yeah, or tentatively over. So, cool. Thanks for listening, Genius. Hope you're doing well. See you later.
Hey buddy, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. I better take this dog outside, hey? What do you think? Do you need to go outside?
I'm sure he's fine.
My belly. Oh, my belly.
He's so mean.
Oh. Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Did you guys see that? I accidentally touched my tongue. Oh. Oh, holy. Yucky.
I might throw up now that I accidentally touched my tongue on there. I was hoping you guys wouldn't see that. Mommy saw it. Now I'm gonna barf for real. Stinky diapers. Mommy's gotta go to her meeting now.
That's it.
Hey Benson, tell Daddy what we accidentally did today.
What? Tell Daddy what we accidentally did.
We
accidentally had a movie night. What? How did you accidentally have a movie night?
Because Jocelyn saw the Lego thing on when we were turning on Netflix. She saw a Lego movie and she said, I want to watch Lego. So we put the Lego movie on and then
we watched the whole thing. Did you like it? It's a great movie, hey? Did you like it?
Get out of here!
I know we tried to get you to watch that movie when you were younger, when you were more little, and you didn't really like it that much. But did you like it this time? Emmett? Remember Emmett? We almost named you.
You might have to talk about it. Okay. You saw the movie. Look. Let's just go to bed.
Did you know we thought about naming you Emmett?
Lovey, look. That's funny.
That's a really weird thing. Okay, you guys need to go to bed now. Go lay down together.
What?
Go lay down together. It's bedtime.
Oh.
Please go lay down. Please, take him to lay down.
Okay, let's go.